Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Viho Mafelo, I am so excited to be talking to you because this whole thing with the lotteries, it's just so topical. A very, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Thank you. And thank you for making time for us today. We do appreciate it. And obviously, with the news, obviously, of this huge win today that someone has won, we'd like to just talk to you about, obviously, the claiming with lottery. And how does it work when you purchase an online opposed to a ticket at a kiosk? How do you get paid? How do you claim it? So please, if you can take us through, what is the process?
Okay, the process, as the National Lotteries Commission, you know that we are the regulator of the lottery.
Right.
We issue the license to whoever bids to operate the lottery. In this case, the company that is doing that is Ituva Holding. So it is the requirement of the license that the operator transfer prize money that has been won but not yet claimed into a National Lottery Participants Trust fund,
right,
to keep it secure so that whoever has won this money can come at any time and claim.
Okay, so can come at any time and claim it.
Yes.
Okay, so please can you, I know there's a difference obviously buying a ticket at a kiosk as opposed to buying it online. So how much can you actually get paid online before, is there a maximum amount? You know, normally I've seen you 100 Rand, 125 Rand, whatever.
Yes.
How does it work as regards the payments online? And how does it work with the payments with the kiosk? So you take your ticket in and it's a substantial amount. What happens?
Okay. So in terms of claims, prizes up to 2,000 rand can be claimed at a retailer. These are where you see the lottery machines, where you play at filling stations, at shops, ShopRite, and all of that.
Right.
You can go there and claim if you have won something that is not above 2,000 rand.
Okay, so up to 2,000, they pay you direct. Okay, got you.
So if it is above 2,000, between 2,000 and 50,000 rand, that can also be claimed at the post office of South Africa.
Okay.
And then 50,000 and above, it's either you go and claim it at Ituva's regional office or at the operator of the lottery, or you can even claim that at their head office.
Okay, so you could take...
That is there for prices that are above 50,000.
Above 50. Well, how do you know online if your prize is above 50,000? Because let's say they just put 200 Rand into your account, whatever. So
yes.
Do you need to physically recheck your numbers against what the winning numbers were?
Yes, because those still have to be verified even by ourselves as the regulator of the lottery, to just make sure that nothing is amiss. But the verifications of huge amounts of money, they require a more stringent process of claiming.
Which basically
means you might need to present yourself and your numbers at the regional office or the head office of Ituva.
This is an interesting discussion, this, because I've never actually... I play every now and then online, and, you know, I'll get paid if it's a very small amount. Well, I've never won anything huge. But I've never actually physically checked the numbers against what the winning numbers have been. Because if it is a huge amount, how would I know if I haven't physically checked the numbers? I wouldn't know, would I?
I think the operator and ourselves, we have had that problem. You remember that there have been calls for people who have won the lottery and they haven't come up and claimed.
Yes.
It is best to advise yourself and your listeners to say if you have played the lottery, it might be for your advantage and for your good to keep on checking the numbers against what have been played in the draw.
Absolutely. I mean, this has been such an interesting discussion because I've never actually checked the numbers. And I wonder how many of our listeners actually do check their numbers when they're online. And because, I mean, with a kiosk, you need to take your physical ticket back into to that kiosk, and then they run through the system and then they'll check for you and they can advise. But online is obviously, as you're saying, it's a different story.
year altogether.
You know,
so you might as well just want to keep the receipt that you have got online, because it keeps the records of the numbers that you've played.
Yeah.
So you might want to keep on checking those.
It's you've raised such an interesting point, and that is, check your numbers. Check the numbers, because I wonder if everyone hasn't checked the numbers online. And there's,
I hope you're not going to check now and find out that you have won and leave the studio.
No, there's no time. I love the radio. I'm not going to be doing that. But Ndivhuo Mafela, who is the head stakeholder relations in marketing and communications for the National Lotteries Commission, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon.
Thank you
so much.